National restoration can only come through national repentance. If America would turn to God, if we would repent of our sin, if we would come back to that place of blessing and prosperity and protection and healing, if we would come together as a nation, the whole world would have to say that this is God. This is what Engram Lotz, the daughter of world-renowned evangelist Billy Graham, stated. Only God could bring us together, so it would be for the glory of His great name. I pray that He will bring Himself glory through revival and not through judgment. Throughout history, all the great revivals began with this idea: repent and turn back to God. Throughout the Bible, God makes it clear that failure to obey this command will result in judgment. On many occasions in the Old Testament, the same cycle repeated: blessing, disobedience, warning, judgment, and repentance. The Old Testament records no less than 12 revival moments. While each of these revivals is very different from the others, there are four factors preceding each revival that they all hold in common. They include a tragic declination. Every Old Testament revival was preceded by a period of moral and spiritual decline among God's people. The revival of Exodus 32 and 33, for example, was preceded by the construction and worship of a golden calf statue. Number two, a righteous judgment from God. Without exception, Old Testament revivals were also preceded by some form of righteous judgment from God. While some of these judgments were immediate and final, resulting in deaths among the wicked, others were gracious and remedial, resulting in brokenness, prayer, and repentance. Number three, the raising up of an immensely burdened leader or leaders, such as Moses, Samuel, David, Nehemiah, and Joel. In each case, God Himself raised up a leader who was deeply concerned for the moral and spiritual needs of His people. And number four, an extraordinary action the people were required to undertake. While this action varies from revival to revival, the most common action taken was that of a solemn assembly. Skyline Church Pastor Jim Garlow agrees that the global and national day of repentance is of paramount importance for the future of America and the world. We are calling the church to repent for its failure to be the church so much of the time, says Garlow, a member of President Trump's Evangelical Advisory Board. We're in an era where we need to see people stand boldly on the truth of God's word and proclaim it, because what we do is condemn unbelievers to complete destruction if we do not point the way of renewal of their hearts with the power of the gospel. So I pray we have a whole generation raised up out of a day of repentance to ignite awakening. Rabbi Jonathan Bernus, host of The Jewish Voice with Jonathan Bernus television show, agrees that a day of repentance is urgently needed. That would be one of the greatest steps we could take as a nation to restore the favor of God, Bernus says. The global and national day of repentance comes as many faith leaders believe America faces judgment, but that God is raising up leaders to guide the nation and the world to repentance and hope. The time has come for each of us. We have been called to seize the moment. We are at the threshold of the greatest move of God in our time. For that to happen, however, we must be men of action, men who are ready to respond by faith to what God has initiated. As Paul said, we must be very careful then how we live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Millions of faithful Christians have been praying for this coming move of God, and it is appropriate that God has brought all of us together for this moment in time.